Okay, that was so cute. All right, that's the Sofim Friendship Caravan 2015. The song is Days Are Coming, and these folks travel. They spend a year. They're all young Israelis, and they travel around the states. Great joy. I heard them when I went up to visit my mom in upstate New York, and they were just fantastic. Well, the time has come. Jason, come jump on.
Hey, it's good to be here.
All right. You're coming in loud and clear. So this is your first time here on the Voicemobile and the first time at WMFO?
Mm-hmm.
Ah, okay. And this is not the easiest place to find parking. Did you?
Yeah, I took the T.
You took the T. That was a wise decision.
Yeah.
Because with the construction across the street and just with, it's a bear.
Oh, yeah.
But you are here. So you're with, your group is the Rhythm Future Quartet.
Mm-hmm.
And it says that it's bringing gypsy jazz into the 21st century. You mm-hmm. have a CD called Travels. So it has just been released.
Yeah, last week. Yeah.
Okay. And you had, did you have a gig already for that release? Or the gigs are coming
so
up?
So yeah, we have a lot of CD release shows coming up, including the local one is next Thursday, March 10th at Regatta Bar.
Great, great. And so I hope that some people, you know, who are into this kind of music
mm-hmm.
Will come. Now, if you're at all into Django Reinhardt, I mean, really, this is the place to be.
Mm-hmm.
Django is not with us anymore, but his influence is everywhere. So who are going to be performing with you? Who's on the CD?
Yes, so along with myself, I played violin and I overdubbed a couple, some mandolin as well, but mostly playing violin with this group. Olli Soikkeli, who's a young, incredible Finnish guitar player, who's, I think he's 23 now and he lives in New York, and he's just amazing talent. And you can definitely hear his Django influence in his playing. And then an even younger guitar player, Max O'Rourke, who's a student at Berkeley,
mm-hmm.
who's on second guitar, and then bassist Greg Loafman. So three of us are located more in this area, and then mm-hmm. Olli lives in New York. And it's really a traveling band, so it's great. Like we tour internationally and all around the U.S. And so we're excited and always excited to come back to Boston and share this. This group, and especially when around a release like this, so it's
fabulous.
It's
so, okay, in case people are, let's see, you have a gig in Beacon, New York. I don't even know where Beacon is. Where is that?
Oh yeah, yeah. So we got a lot of stuff coming up. Just in March alone, you know, along with the Regatta Bar next Thursday, we have shows in Beacon, New York, which is about an hour upstate.
Okay.
From the city.
Okay.
We got shows around Philly, Pennsylvania. What else is going on? Yeah, we're doing a big tour in the South next month around Atlanta. We're going to be in Atlanta and Charlotte and Asheville. Staying real busy. And if anyone goes to rhythmfuturequartet.com, they can check out the tour schedule. But of course, it'd be great to see some of you at the gig.
Absolutely. Well,
week.
I think what we'll do is we'll play something from your CD.
Sure.
And this first tune, well, we'll play it and then we'll talk about it. How's that?
That sounds good.
That's good. So we want to go to this one. Yes. Thank you. Well, I'm totally blown away. I've been sitting here with my mouth, you know, my jaw dropped. Fabulous. I mean, it's just totally out of the park. Just so, you know, I was saying it reminded me a little bit of somebody that I had heard in Worcester. And, of course, Dorado Schmidt is, mm-hmm. and you said you've played with him.
Yeah.
And what is their group called? Do you remember?
I think what you're referring to is... was the Django All-Stars,
which is
a production that usually is like does once a year in New York and Boston.
I've sat in
with those guys.
Yeah.
And Oli has sat in with them at Birdland a couple times.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oli is just a monster.
Yeah.
He's
incredible. Yeah.
So I was asking, you know, how did you get to be at this level? So you said you started when you were, go ahead.
I started when I was young. Yeah. I started playing violin when I was around 5, and my dad got me started on, playing classical music, so a classical teacher, and also he got me doing some fiddle, some New England traditional fiddle music, because he was a fiddle player himself. So music was a big part of my life since I was 5, and he actually took me to see Stefan Grappelli perform at Mechanics Hall in Worcester as well.
Wow.
That was one of Stefan Grappelli's, of course, Stefan being, you know, the violinist with and partner with Django Reinhardt and the Hot Club of France. It was amazing. He was about 89, came out in a wheelchair and still played great. And so I was about 12 when I saw that. That was very influential. And I just kind of fell in love with this music and played it a lot with my father growing up, who was also really excited about this style and the, you know, kind of the reemergence of it, because of course it's an older style, but there's a lot of groups like the Rhythm Future Quartet out there in France and around the world who have been doing some exciting stuff with the music, not only bringing back the classic sound of gypsy jazz, but also kind of rethinking it and reinventing it. And so maybe the next song we play, because obviously that last one was kind of, hey, this is us doing the very traditional, that was a song of Oli's called Fort Paulus, very much in the Django Reinhardt, Stefan Grappelli vein. But maybe we can listen to a song, Travels, which is an original of mine that I co-wrote with Max O'Rourke, who is the other guitar player. And this one is a little different. So for this, we're thinking more of gypsy jazz and the instrumentation as a platform and seeing where we could take it arrangement-wise and kind of emotionally and texturally as well. It's such a great platform, the two acoustic guitars, violin and bass. And so I love arranging and composing. And to me, it's such a great springboard for what you can create sonically. And so I think Travels really demonstrates that, and it also has a lot of layered violins, so did some interesting studio stuff as well.
Oh, that sounds great. Well, let's have a listen here. This is WMFO Medford. You're listening to The Voice Mobile. I'm your host, Joyce the Voice. My guest today is Jason Anik, who is with the Rhythm Future Quartet. They're going to be bringing their band into the Regatta Bar March 10th down in Cambridge. If you're at all into this kind of gypsy music, hello, you should definitely make a plan to be there. I will be there, and I hope to see some of you there. So let's have a listen. So that ending was a whole different feel, almost like the Blue Danube. I don't know. It just went into a completely different space. It's almost like you turned a corner, went in down to a dip. Yeah.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
traveling, right?
Hence the travels, yeah.
So, you were trying to incorporate the different aspects of your traveling And where were some of the places that you have included in this CD? And
yeah,
in your travels the last couple of
Yeah, so
years.
some of the songs that we mentioned, of course, we have a song made in France, and kind of we've obviously France being a big part of this style of music, and we've all actually gotten to spend time there and you know, sit in with musicians and go to festivals there, and so that's obviously a big part of it. And I have a song Amsterdam. It's kind of partly represents my journey to Amsterdam a few years ago, and I've been there a few times since. And that's I have a song. I haven't been to the Balkan regions, but I wrote a song that is influenced by the Balkan region. The song Vesela,
okay,
which it means happy in Bulgarian, and it's there's a great vibraphone player, a colleague of mine at Berkeley where I teach, who plays Balkan music, and we've done co-bill with them a few times with Rhythm Future Quartet and her Balkan project. And I was just really taken by the music and inspired to write my own song in that.
Very nice. What's the name of the group that this other?
I think that was I forgot what exactly which group.
Which if
you okay, know yeah, her name is Vesela. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh.
So she has a couple different projects. I think it was her Balkan project.
Nice.
She has a band like Jolie. I think Jolie. Yeah. So there's a lot of influences. So you know, you got the. I think this album is kind of represents a few things, and travel is always the center of it, you know, both stylistically, you know, kind of traveling away from and including all the cultures of the world and all the rhythms, unique rhythms that we hear around the world, you know, getting away from and but still keeping that core gypsy jazz sound with some traditional, but also kind of going there. And then the band's been traveling the past 2.5 years, and we've been to different places. And I think when we tallied up all of the places we've been, not necessarily in the past 2 years, but over our whole careers as musicians, it was, I don't think, over 50 countries,
wow.
Which was pretty wild.
That is wild.
You know, so Oli has traveled a lot. And I've,
now,
I've,
he's I'm, from Finland?
Finland, mm-hmm.
Okay, how do you say the town? Nurmes?
Nurmes.
Nurmes.
And we actually got to play there last year. It was fantastic.
That is cool.
Mm-hmm.
So he started playing at the age of 12, so he had a ways to catch up to you if you started at 5.
I think he did it. Yeah, he's great.
Well, I'm wondering if we shouldn't play this Vesela one that you talked about.
We could, yeah, that would be yet again another turn.
Okay, so let's get that one. Let's see, so that's the next track. Good. So if you just tuned in, we're sorry we've missed you for the last however long, but my guest today is Jason Anik. He is a member of the Rhythm Future Quartet. They will be doing a CD release of their new 21st Century with Travels, making acoustic string band jazz for a new generation. They will be coming into the Regatta Bar March 10th, which is Thursday. And what time is the show?
7:30.
Mm-hmm. And let's see if it says on here anything about who to call for tickets.
I would go to Regatta Bar. I think it's regattabarjazz.com.
Okay.
Easy to find, yeah.
Yeah, if you just Google Regatta Bar.
Yeah, you'll
you'll get it. It's a nice venue for jazz.
Yeah, it's a good space, listening space, and real intimate. You can feel like you're pretty
absolutely
up close.
Yeah, you can very up close. The flamenco jazz guitarist who was just doing some gigs in the area, and I'm forgetting his name. He's been a guest here on the show a couple of times. He's a brilliant flamenco guitarist. I'm trying to think. Well, it'll come to me. I'm sure it's somebody in the community that you've heard of, because he's just phenomenal. He was American, but he traveled around in Spain and picked up all kinds of...
What's his name? Juan Pascal.
Juan Pascal.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, I mean, another person with chops like crazy.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
And his percussionist, I mean, they're just...
Amazing percussionist.
Yeah, they... Send some pictures from a gig. I wasn't able to get to see them this time around, but I saw them at the Regatta Bar, and it was just amazing. I saw them a couple times, actually, both at Regatta Bar and at Scholars.
Yep.
I think so. All right, so we're going to play this track from the Rhythm Future Quartet here on the Voicemobile. And here we go. That's really dizzying. You were saying that I asked if you had ever worked with a dancer, and you said, well, dancers.
You know, I've played swing dances, and I've had more like swing dancing. But then I was saying with this song, it would be, this one's a little tricky to dance to, although... people who grew up in the region know how to dance to the 7 meter versus, you know, the typical 4/4, which is what most people,
right?
The most, you know, music is too. So it's a little easier to square or to latch onto.
I don't know. There's something about hearing music from that region that just, I mean, it really does take you somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
It takes you out. There's so much music that's kind of the same in the West, unless you're a musician and you're really looking. But in the popular music, especially that a lot of the kids hear, it's all pretty much the same soup.
Yeah, there's a lot of formulaic music.
Yeah. So when you hear ethnic, what you would call ethnic music, a music that really is based on a different tonality or a different rhythmic construct, it does really take you out of the normal range. And I love that. I really do. When I go to an ethnic restaurant, I want to hear music of that region. I do not want to hear the usual same stuff. No. I want the music of the region. It adds to the flavor. There's a restaurant called Tango, an Argentinian restaurant.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
So, I mean, they do that.
I think that's important. You know?
Right.
Although, I don't know where this... See, that's the thing about this album. It doesn't... A French restaurant, it would work for some of the songs.
Yeah. It's true.
But you know, that's for us is part of the journey, is kind of putting our stamp on all these different styles within gypsy jazz.
Right. Well, you're taking the traditional modes and then you're expanding it. And I think that's, you know, it says that for a traditionalist or somebody who's a purist, they probably would go, ah! But for somebody who's a jazz aficionado and appreciates the creativity of how you're melding these different things, that's really, I think, your forte.
I think... I don't know. I don't know how many purists there are nowadays, especially because we do pay tribute to that. And I think what purists want to hear is that they can do that. And so that's one of the things, like you heard the first track we played for Paul's. I mean, that's very pure,
right?
Very in the spirit. And I feel like we want to do it justice, and we think it's really important to pay tribute to the forefathers. And I think that's what purists appreciate. But they, you know, I think we're in the gypsy jazz communities, and no one's really been kind of taken aback by what we've been doing because of that. And I think that it's one of those things where they'll have our album and they'll have another album. Maybe on one hand, this album is, hey, I just want to have, or just listen to Django, or somebody who's real, you know, captures it. Mm-hmm. Exactly, you know. Some people want that, and then some people, and usually people that just like good music, or music that takes them on a journey, and they don't, not just like the easy, just okay, well, this is going to be an easy listen.
Yeah, no, it actually stretches your mind.
Yeah, and it can take you there. And what I love is when people who listen to it once, like, oh, I like it, and then I like this song, and the next song they're like, you know what song really is calling to me? And the next time they listen to it, they're like, this song, this part, you know, they're starting to understand the intricacies and have different emotional responses to it. So it's good.
Yeah, it's like it's a doorway. It's a doorway that the music allows you to walk through and to explore different aspects.
Yeah.
And that's the gift.
And it's amazing. People don't realize, like, you know, that's, this whole album is just live. We did it live in the studio.
Wow, that's fabulous.
And so, you know, like I said, we overdubbed like string parts, right?
Sure.
I couldn't play mandolin and violin in the same song, but for the most part, it's a cat, because that's for
How
me.
Come?
Is,
why not?
I know. It's, that I haven't quite figured that out now, playing two instruments at once.
Although there are people who have put together guitars and other instruments, you know, but
yeah, it's too much.
It's
too much. I'll focus on one thing at a time. Violin's hard enough.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that's one thing is when people see it live too, when it's like, wow, okay, that's actually happening. That's coming from their instrument. That's something that always it's one of those things where they say, like, oh, you gotta see it live. But I also like having a record that people can sit and enjoy for different reasons. Maybe they just want it to have atmospheric, or they wanna sit there and really delve into it,
right.
Or they're musicians, they want to pick apart what's going on there. So something for everybody.
So I want you to share a little bit more about your particular journey. You said that your father encouraged you to do some of the traditional, was the...
Yeah, so he got me started on classical lessons. And,
okay.
And
you grew up where?
Marlboro, Mass.
So Marlboro,
not
okay.
too far
not
from
too
here.
Not too far, right.
Nope.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And he is a fiddle player as well and guitar player. And So he taught me a little more of what I'd say they call the New England traditional.
Okay.
So I was doing fiddle contests around New England.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, traditional waltzes, reels, jigs, and like hoedowns. A little more of like kind of what was passed over from Ireland, Scotland.
Did you ever
and
hear of Silly Wizard?
England.
John Cunningham?
What is it?
My friend just gave me a tape of a live concert with Silly Wizard, but it's back from the 80s.
Oh, no.
I think it's John Cunningham. I might have the name wrong now. Anyway, it was just amazing. He caught this. Brian O'Donovan had recorded it and played it. And besides the banter with the crowd, it was hysterical, but the music was like crazy. Mm. So with your background, Silly Wizard's a band you should look up. Because, they're no longer together. The lead guy passed, you know, he's... Mm. Anyway, so you're saying...
Lots of good music to discover out there.
Yes.
So to me, like, I had such a diverse upbringing, and it kind of all comes out.
Andy Stewart is the name that... That probably makes more sense. Okay, go ahead.
Great. And as I mentioned, when I was 12, my dad took me to see Stefan Grappelli.
That's fabulous.
He was a big fan of that. There was Django record and Grappelli records lying around. And,
wow.
And there was, to talk about the history a little bit, there were things going on right before, you know, YouTube and the internet where people, a little more, like that kind of, it was where a lot of these more obscure musics kind of emerged. So gypsy jazz, kind of, there were fans around the world scattered, and there were people playing it. And then what started happening, my dad started to travel to France a lot, and so he had opportunity to go to some festivals and meet a lot of players that you would never hear about in the U.S.
Sure.
Or unless, like, on some maybe eventually on more obscure forums would talk about, hey, you got to check these people out. And then that grew. And then with the openness of the internet, people and YouTube, people started to be like, wait, I also love this music. Then festivals emerged all around the U.S. And now there's, you know, the hot club of this, hot club of that all around the world. And more young people... I started a festival called Django by the Sea in Kittery, which is really fun, and it's the second week in October, gorgeous time to be there, and at the jam session, there was a 12-year-old who was amazing.
Oh.
So it's, you know, you hear Oli is only 24, the guitar player with Rhythm Future, and they get younger. So I think it's an exciting time, and I think the music resonates both with players and listeners. It's nice to be playing a music that's both musically rewarding, but also rewarding to the listeners, and so you get that as well. So it's some more creative avenues in music tend towards less kind of audience. You know, there's certain things
where they
go hand in hand, but then it's nice when these kind of go hand in hand in the way of people enjoy it as much as people enjoy playing it, so that's kind of nice as well.
Yeah, you definitely want the audience to be engaged. Why don't we listen to something else from your CD?
Sure. So one of the other things that we like to do is mix in here and there a little more contemporary, although it's more contemporary than, of course, Django era being the 20s and 30s, but this was a Beatles tune that I arranged, this Come Together.
Okay.
And I grew up on the Beatles as well. I love the Beatles music, and the Beatles music works great if you arrange it in a jazz setting, and it's kind of a good springboard for improvisation. And so this one has been great, and of course, you know, people have been really liking it and enjoying it in concerts as something to latch on to and a familiarity.
Yeah, so let's have a listen. That's the second track, okay. All right. having so much fun here with Jason Anik in the studio at WMFO. This is the Voice Mobile. I'm your host, Joyce the Voice. So the Rhythm Future Quartet are going to be doing a CD release March 10th, which is Thursday, at
the Regatta Bar.
The Regatta Bar, definitely. So if you're even slightly interested in this kind of gypsy feeling, you should definitely not miss a live opportunity. Live music is just, there's nothing like it. It's so fantastic. So let's talk a little bit about some of the, we talked briefly about some of the players, but maybe we should talk a little bit more. So you've got the guitarist, Olli
Soikkeli from Finland, who's amazing.
He's this young, like, monster player.
He's great. And he's now living in New York City.
Okay.
So it makes it, it's easier to tour if he lives in New York than Finland.
How did you meet?
So we actually met at a festival slash camp called Django in June.
Oh.
Which is just kind of down the road in Northampton.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
And it's a meeting and gathering place and kind of become a mecca here in the U.S. for proponents of this style, gypsy jazz.
Oh,
and
that's interesting.
People who want to study it and people who teach it. So they get a lot of Europeans. And me being so close and being interested in this music since an early age, I kind of grew up going to this camp every summer.
Interesting.
So I was
maybe,
it's
called Django in June.
I must have been 15 when I first went.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting.
It's great. They have concerts out in Northampton. And so Olli and I were teachers one year. And so we both met. And, you know, I was looking for a, you know, my Django. Somebody that, who, you know, young player who I felt like was a good match and a good fit musically and personally. And when we met, we kind of hit it off and, you know, wanted to try to start a group. And so we did a few gigs occasionally. And then once he decided to move to U.S. full time, when he's not playing with us, he plays all around New York and, you know, great, just plays, all sorts of jazz, but you know, gypsy jazz is kind of his main thing. And so we started the project, the Rhythm Future Quartet, and kind of.
So the two of you started it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And
okay.
We enlisted kind of a veteran bass player here in Boston, Greg Loafman.
Okay.
Fantastic player who I'd recorded with on a previous project.
And, I see he's played with George Garzon.
He's played with a lot of the kind of heavyweight jazz players.
Oh, yeah. Sheila Jordan, definitely. He's got some priors there. Oh, the Clashwoods, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, so he's been around town for a while.
Okay.
And so he brought a lot of interesting ideas and just the strength for the rhythm section. And then, we first enlisted a guitar player, Vinny Raniola, who plays a lot with Frank Vignola, another great guitar player from New York. But we, you know, he was a busy guy. So we recorded one album with him and started touring on that. But we were finding it, we had to sub him out a lot because
he
wasn't as available. And so we auditioned Max, who was another young player who I met when he was 15. Django in June as well, and showed a lot of promise. And now he's 19, and he's amazing. He's a great player as well, and a great writer too. So he helped write some tunes and helped arrange. And so now the group's kind of settled in and got a solid lineup.
Now, how did you connect up with Anne Braithwaite? With Braithwaite and Katz? PR people.
Yeah, so Anne is she's a you know, fantastic publicist here in town in Boston and in the Boston region. And, you know, it's great to have somebody, you know, there's only so much you can do.
Oh, no, it's another whole genre.
So
I mean,
it's a whole other thing, that connection. And, and just, so it's fantastic to have Anne. And this is my second album I've done with her. She did the press for an album, Tipping Point, which was more contemporary jazz that I did back in 2013 or 14.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so she's been great. So the release was just February 26th. So it's
hot.
This is brand new. And so we've just been doing a lot of, just been in this past month and leading into the releases, doing radio interviews like this. And yeah, so it's been exciting to start. We're starting now that people are starting to listen to it, getting some great feedback. And as I mentioned, it's just great to hear different songs connecting with different people.
So if people want to hear your music or get your music and can't make it to the gig, how do they connect up with the CD? And
yeah, so the easiest thing is to just go to rhythmfuturequartet.com.
Okay.
They can order it there, or if they are iTunes.
All right.
If people are kind of more into the iTunes, Rhythm Future Quartet Travels.
Travels.
The album's name is Travels. It's easy to find.
Right. That's great.
So it's kind of, it's just as of last Friday been, and it's on the all the outlets, and so different places to find it. And so we encourage people to check it out, and we have a lot of YouTube videos.
Oh, okay. That's good,
so
too.
That's a, it's a great way. And so if people are like, ah, I kind of want to see him live.
Sure.
So it's a good way to, they can preview it.
Now, what was I going to ask you? Oh, just slipped my mind completely.
That's okay.
Well, that's just, I don't know if that's a senior moment or a moment or whatever it is. We should probably play something else from your CD.
Sure. Well, so again, kind of moving around in the different styles. How about, let's play, you mentioned last year's Winter. So this was a song
Still Winter.
I wrote,
yeah.
Double meaning there, and this is called Still Winter.
Okay. That's a good one. Yeah, we were talking about how so far it's not been too bad compared to last year, which was from some other place. Okay, here we go. This is a track from Travels, and I'm sitting here with Jason Anik, who has been with me since about 4, and will be with his band, the Rhythm Future Quartet, March 10th, Thursday night at the Regatta Bar. And you said it was what time?
7:30.
I don't know why. Is it on here? Why can't I see? I don't know if the time is actually on here. I don't think it is. No. 7:30, probably because they have all these different gigs that have different times.
Yeah, yeah.
That's probably why. Yeah. All right, here we go. Thank you. Well, I just love that. It is just, I said, it's a perfect soundtrack for a film, you know, for a theme song for a film. So, from my mouth to, you know, the maker's
ears. Yeah, we'll throw it out in the universe.
Yes, in the universe, absolutely. It's just, it was, I mean, you could listen to that easily, a lot. You could put that on a loop, you know, and keep listening to that.
Yeah, it's just, that one came out really
It just slides right in there, and it just doesn't get old. At least not on. It's been a pleasure having you here.
Yeah, thanks
and we've
for having
got a few more minutes. Is there anything? Okay, so we have the gig at the Regatta Bar on the 10th on Thursday, and then you're going to be, we said, Beacon, New York, and then you're going to Baltimore.
Yeah, it's, we're going to be all over.
Baltimore.
Yeah, so the easiest thing is to go to rhythmfuturequartet.com.
Right.
And, you know, and if they want, if they're really loving it, check us out on Facebook, like us, and we post a lot of videos and info there as well.
So, okay, I'm just looking as to why this says it's 73 seconds. That doesn't make any sense at all. All right, we'll figure it out. You're also going to be at Joe's Pub in New York City. That's a good gig.
Yeah, Joe's Pub will be great.
So, now, who's doing your booking?
We have an agency.
You have an agency.
Yeah,
because people who do the PR usually are not doing the booking.
It's a whole other thing.
A whole other thing. Yeah.
You got the, we self-release, but some people have a record label. They have a publicist. They have a booking agent, tour manager. I mean, we do some of it ourselves, but we're happy to have, mentioned, Anne and our agency, FLI, and so it's...
Yeah.
It's good to have people to bat for you, so then I can focus on the music.
Right.
Which is always fun.
Okay.
Fun to be able to do.
So what did we say? We're going to go out with Bushwick's...
Yeah,
Bushwick's
so stuff. This one will wake you up on that commute home, which is probably a lot of people stuck in traffic right now.
Oh, that's why. Okay, let's see. Let's put this on... Number nine. I like that. Number nine. Okay, so I hope to see some of you. Please call your friends. This gig is going to be at the Regatta Bar Thursday night, 7:30. And Rhythm Future Quartet. So let's...